he leans more that way, where Kendrick just, I don't know, man, like, that song is dope, right? Like, it's just the feeling, right? And when you see him perform it, right, with all the pyros and all that stuff, it's wild, obviously, right? So to me, you gotta come with a better performance, you gotta come with a better show. But Drake didn't really get hurt, right? Maybe his character got hurt, but he did that tour, and I heard he still walked away with $400 million, man, at the end of the day, right? Like, I mean, it's not like Kendrick's gonna break his pocket or nothing, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Well, it looks like he is breaking his pocket because,
bro, he just came back before. He's going on an Australian tour. Like my man just said, he likes him. He still got his fan base, bro. He got diehard fans.
Are we supposed to hate Drake because he lost the battle supposedly to Kendrick? I don't think so.
I mean, between me personally, like, I'm not really, I don't really have an opinion too much about it. You know what I mean? Because it's just like, you know, at the end of the day, you have two big music moguls. For all we know, it could be a part of an agenda. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really know if this is really even real. You know what I'm saying? Like,
full agenda.
You know what I'm saying? So,
but at the same time, why is it always this genre of music that this has to happen to? You don't see Kenny Rogers and Willie Nelson
because that's a part of our culture is hip hop battle. Everybody rap battle.
Well, my man said no, it was added, and I'm gonna go back to like it's always been that, right? It's
rap always battle been that. Always been there.
It's always been that from the jump.
Always
right?
been there.
You know what I mean?
But the way that he, but I think the way that Digi's saying is like
how
the
it's
way,
glorified now. How,
now it's like. Because look, you're not gonna see Drizzy and Kendrick at KOTD. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna see that, right? Because those guys are their status is too high for that. You know what I'm saying? Mm. If you wanted to have a real battle, that's where it should have got taken to. Right there, boom. Right. But you can also, you know, we also know that you can battle on wax, right?
Like that's what it is. It's battle on wax.
Battle on wax for sure, right?
Right.
Drake and Kendrick are not the two best MCs out there. That's just that's a fact. It doesn't matter if they want to battle
each other. Well, that's personal opinion,
they
man.
They can battle each other.
That's personal opinion.
They're not. Yeah, that's
they can be beat
right?
by anyone.
That's
right?
personal opinion, and I'm telling you, when it's not like the joint ain't making its way around the world. Man, I've seen it in Belgium or something. I mean, cats were going off, man.
But check this though.
People are going off.
Check this though.
Kendrick, any day.
Check this though. And Kendrick was performing that Not Like Us, and he was wearing a pair of Nike Shox 2019, right? The worst, actually, they were the worst Nike product that came out. Since he was wearing that stock went up so high that shoe is doing better than Drake's shoe deal that he just did with Nike.
So it's an agenda thing.
No, man, it's called a value thing, right? And when it's penmanship, right? You know, I'm not trying to diss nothing, right? But when it comes to MCing and stuff like that, right? Yeah, man, it's about penmanship, right? And you know, it's funny, right? Kendrick said a lot of things, right, about man's character, and you know, we'll just leave it there. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and that's the thing, right? When you battling somebody, you have to, because, you know, I battle too, right? So you have to go after every aspect. You can't just focus on one lane, you know what I'm saying?
For the jugular, right?
Yeah, you got to go for all of it, right? So that's kind of how I saw Kendrick is he went for, you know, everything, right? And I'm not going to sit here and say that Drake didn't have good, you know, his tracks weren't good. Like, they were fire too, man. You know what I mean? I will give, like... You know, I think a lot of the speculation is, oh, does Drizzy write his raps, right? And it's like, you know what? Regardless if he writes them or not, he still delivers well. You know what I'm saying?
Drizzy didn't write his own lines in Degrassi either. He's a good actor, man. Let the man be. He acts like a great rapper.
Yeah, but hold on. That's where this whole started. It was like, as long as you're doing your little pop thing, right? That's the way I think brothers felt, right? As long as you're doing a little pop thing, no problem, bro. Oh, you want to talk? And I'll tell Hardbody, man. I you know, my cousin shot me the video. I sent it to Hardbody. Yo, that video, man, that video is off the chain, man. Whoever edited that video is insane, bro. You know, that, was it third-person shooter or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, that video is insane, man. man. Unless Canada, right? And he ends up with a Canadian flag and shit, man. Like, I love it, you know? But, hey, man, Drizzy, you know, I mean, Kendrick, you know, he came for the jugular. And it was well thought out, right? He thought it out. It wasn't just like, yeah, I'm going to do a joint. He had, like, probably 10, 20 joints ready to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? I like some of the newer stuff. Like how you're saying, did you know what I'm saying, right? But like, I like some of the newer stuff, like the stuff where he, you know, did that Pac beat and he kind of kept the flow.
Tupac was the gangster, man. Either was Cube.
Yeah, I know that.
They're all acting.
I know what you're saying, brother. I know what you're saying, right? But it's called entertainment for a reason, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you always say, did you? I don't care about what they do. Da, 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 da.
Well, it's true.
You know what I mean?
But he's the first one to be like, he barking. He barking, man. Yo, he barking, man. You know?
I don't see the battles. That I didn't even really see that as a battle. I mean, if our grandparents are talking about it, it's not a real rap battle.
You don't see that as a battle?
It is a battle in definition, but like as far as hip hop goes, I mean, you know, there's Britney Spears and then there's Hard Body Dreams.
Oh man, what do you mean by that?
Hard Body would do a song with Britney Spears, I'm sure he would, because he would get a lot of pay for that. But
is Britney still popping?
I get the bag. I get the okay, bag.
Is Britney still popping?
Yo, man. Right, yo, Britney still whoever's got some. She still got fans, man.
Yeah, I heard she's coming back. Somebody we'll do the little rumors, but like, come on, man. You know what I mean? Let's be real here. Let's be real here when it comes to like, and it's the West Coast. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a revival of the West Coast too with the beats, right? And that's where they get people, right? I mean, I love my, you know me, man. Yo, NY, you know, all of
so Kendrick beat Drake, right? To you? Are you turning your back on your Canadian guy?
Is that what you're trying to portray and put out there?
You
trying to put oil on a fire?
Don't
no,
you know
man.
What this is a boot?
I'm just a citizen out here,
you
man.
Know what this is really
I'm just
a boot.
Listening, brother.
This is a
I'm
boot.
I'm just telling you. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want to go against, you know, my compadre or nothing like that.
He ain't like us, man. They're talking about us.
But hey, man, let's just leave it out there, man. Let's see what happens. Let's see what transpires. You know, it's all entertainment, right? Something to talk about, you know?
Sure, man.
Yo, run that PSA, G. Let's keep it.
And you know this, though.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
So we left you uptown, teary-eyed on the back street for me to scoop up in the Bentley drop. Long as God hold me down, you know I had to stop. What the deal, ma? You wanna use myself? You run a solo? Just block foul as hell. You said my ex be beating on me. He mad jealous even though he be cheating on me. I said, miss, let me tell you something about who's making major moves and who's fronting. Who's talking loud but ain't saying nothing? And those who get the one they want but keep fronting. He don't appreciate the well till it run dry. Love is blind, it's hard to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
The smart birds choose to fly, cause we living in a hood, girlfriend, it's do or die. Here's my definition, a love everlasting. I would trade all my cash in for passion. Tiffany jewels and designer fashions. To hear happiness is mine for the asking. Every day on my knees I pray that I would run into someone that make me feel this way. What you think, you wanna ride with L? Some things are meant to be, baby, you never can tell. Get in.
Every day, I just sit and dream about you and me. You and me. How long
Only
time is to say, take it up to
love. Baby, you and me. Yeah. Now we dipping on the FDR. It's one of them lucky nights when you can peep out the stars. We speak without talking and the world is ours. When I glance over at you, I can feel your power. You scheming, L1 on one night stand.
I'm scheming, she probably in love with a man. But we keep on rolling, hoping there's something more. Dreaming about tomorrow and what life got in store. Living, no drama, we could chill, relax. Sex all night, in the morning, count stacks. Sip Grand Marnier and maybe puff a dime sack. But only in moderation, we ain't living like that, you know. We jetted up the tavern on the green to talk about love, cause the game's extreme. Domestic abuse and everything in between. Cause I want you to think of me when you need a shoulder to lean on. But for Queens, I'm a rep to the fullest, but I'd rather chill with you instead of dodging bullets. Glock in the stash, I don't really wanna pull it on some so-called thug cat that's faker than acrylics. You said your fam be riding your nerves, and you hate them for never giving you the life you deserve. Remember, the one who hold a grudge is foul, and everything you ever wanted is in front of you now. What's up? Come true. There's trials and tribulations that we all go through. When your heart's bleeding, how could the sky seem blue? But listen up, shorty, this is what I wanna do. Be there for you, baby, care for you. When my dogs stare at you, never sharing you. And to my ex-girlfriend, never comparing you. Do the things that your ex never dared to do. Time to bounce, baby, I'm taking you home. Look at the moonlight sparkle on the 20-inch chrome. The rocks on my hand got a life of their own. Plus a blend tape's bumping in the setting the tone. Should I jet to the hotel? Is now the right time? Or should I be patient and explore your mind? You said you grew up in the ghetto and it hurts your heart. Tried to live smart, but your dreams fell apart. You dated hustlers and bought them customers. They totally destroyed whatever trust there was. Now you hate men and everything they stand for. Cause you wanna be treated like a queen, not a whore. Close your eyes, don't be afraid to dream. Open your heart to this cat from Queens. Whatever you wanna do, however you wanna do it. Back to back, baby, we can get each other through it. Remember these words that I said. Somebody out there for you, baby. Might be me, you never know. Word up. Stay strong, shorty. Keep your eyes up to the sky, you know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody tell you you can't make it. And don't let nobody around you tell you that it ain't possible to make your dreams come true. Word up. Nah, man. I swear. Queens represent.
Yeah. Blind man. know I love you like cooked food. You what a good dude. If you riding with me, baby, ain't no way you could lose. Welcome to the winning team. You could tell me anything and everything will be alright. You could stay with me tonight. Good if that's what you would like. And take a real woman, make a home feel woman side. Promise I won't bite unless you got a sex appetite. The daughter you keep my mouth watering, can't even lie. Got me feeling for a slice of that apple pie. You the apple in my eye. Wanna drop my Johnny Appleseed in you and grow an apple tree so we can live happily. You like soul food to me, these other girls is Applebee's. That home cooked meal, traditional feel. Cause I believe what we eat got the power to heal, to kill. The energy is real and I don't take your shit for granted. Take my hand and let's enjoy the fruits and seeds we planted. Fight blending by Sunday morning. It starts spin soon as me walking. Southbound skin, girl, tell me where you been. Me can't stop but green and you love me drowning.
Right planting for Sunday morning. Watch your head start spin when time be born in. Right planting for Sunday morning. Right planting for Sunday morning. Hey, your head start spin when time be born in. Why you give me that fried plantain and breadfruit? Give me my ackee too. You know how I do. Get me like your vibe. When you whipping it up in my kitchen, you tough. Green juice dripping a cup. Like a skillion onion saute. You know you the band in me shan all day. Sharply slice right through. No, you not play. Sip like a chardonnay. So that my one, babe. Going to baby little breakfast in the morning. Really like seeing in my kitchen, you know? Wow. Yeah, so fry up some fried planting. I kill like a breadfruit. And we'd even have to do it in the kitchen alone, and now we can go by the riverside. Bushpath style.
Tell me all the secrets that pain on me. Damn. Hair like silk, body like a new foreign. Everybody checking, but only a few scoring. I had to hit it out the park, though. Nazi drive around with no car note. I'll spend a ticket in the week. You in the shower, then the pool and the beach. Had to bring 100 to the mall. Then you really love it when we running through the mall. She's submissive. Told her bring a friend, but she ain't really with it. Everywhere we go, we do it big time. Let her meet Beyonce, that was big time. Rainbow on her wrist, that's big time. Courtside at the Knicks, this big time. Prince Charming in the chinchilla. And only you can fit the glass
your
slipper.
Secrets, yep. Tell me your dreams. You can tell me your wishes. Yep. I'll make them all come true.
Ladies that push G-Wagons, dedicated to homies that don't be bragging. Big money, it got my jeans sagging. That's on God. I put them on life support and G7s, give them private tours. You see heaven, I'm a dawn. FaceTime look like dawns in Milan. She came twice, I came last, I last long. And that pink, pretty brown eyes. Minnie Birkin, that's the only way to downsize. I got a Billy with my name on it.
Tell me your secrets, yep. Tell me your dreams. You can tell me your wishes, yep. I'll make them all come true. I'll make your every wish come true. You ain't gotta wish upon a fallen star. I don't give a damn how much they are. I got you.
Peace.
y'all know what time it is, baby. Ooh, dun dun, and it's ooh, ooh, it's Wu mother effa, Wu Tang mother effa, dun 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 dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Wu Tang Forever, man, one of the most classic albums, man. But yo, man, we was running. Oh, look, man, we had to hit it off with that first joint and that LL Cool J. You know, you and me, right? And you know, LL, man, he continuously, he be putting out some real dope hits.
Yeah, he is, man.
He's an MC.
He is an MC, man.
He's an MC 100%. You know what I mean? He's an MC.
Forget Oreos, eat Cool J cookies. I'm bad. He's bad. He's a bad man, man.
Yo, LL, man. Shout out to LL. Even though we've been hearing some things, but shout out to LL. You know what I'm saying?
Who haven't you been hearing anything about?
You know what I'm saying? Then you had Lily. Then you had Lila Ike. Ike, pardon himself. Lila Ike with Joey Badass. And that was called Fried Plantain.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I like that song a lot, man. I'm telling you.
Made you feel like he had some palm trees around.
Yo, dog, for real.
Coconut.
She's like, let's go to the riverside, you know. Right? You know, it's that's the thing about my man Digital, man. He never ceased to amaze me, man.
Top selector, bro.
You know what I'm
saying? Top selector,
like,
bro.
Yo, you ain't gonna hear these kind of cuts anywhere else out here. Like, you ain't gonna hear it. Only on One Order. You know radio. What I mean? You gonna hear that.
Coast to coast, man.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, top selector.
Top selector. Let's go. And then you had that joint by Fat Joe and Babyface called I Got You.
Man, Babyface? When homie said baby, I said Babyface?
Yo, man.
I like that joint still, man. Fat Joe, man. You know, I was like JoJo, man. Joey Cracks.
Joey, man. Let him know, Joe. Let him know, Joe.
You got to flow, Joe. You got to flow, Joe. You got to let him know, Joe.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of that. Put them on, L.
Oh, yeah. That was the season, bro.
That was the season,
that
right?
That was the season, bro.
Right.
Y'all see the thing with Nas? He was like, you know, Big L spit some bars, and Nas was like, how am I supposed to go after that, man? You know, he's like, how am I supposed to go after that, man? No wonder, man. They had to take homie, man. You know, sad, man.
Who's they?
I don't know.
Well, you said it.
I don't know.
You better know who you're talking about.
I said they. That's why it's vague. Because I don't know.
Be careful when you say they, too. They might not like that.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, yeah. He said they. What does that mean?
Who's they, man? Who's they? Because that's a, you know, that's a pronoun, man.
That might be the whole industry, bro. You know what I mean? The mom was a lethal weapon. You know what I mean? I heard on and off the mic.
Big L was, yeah, he seemed to be like, yeah.
Yeah, you but know, he's a dope rapper, man.
Digging in the crates, that whole
dope
squad.
MC,
who was that?
MC.
Fat Joe, Big L. You had who? Lord Finesse? Was it Finesse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Diamond D and
Diamond
shit.
Diamond D, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Hip-hop, so glorified. Such a glorified, not glorified, but such an amazing time, man. You know, the 90s, just like everything about it, man. The rhythms, the way that the bars were expressed, everything, man. It's just so, you know. And, you know, it's interesting how hip-hop has evolved to where it is now. And, you know, but I see that there's still a lot of, you know, rap artists out there still, you know, representing the boom bap, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's where it's at, man.
It's always going to be the boom bap, bro.
Yeah, sure, with the boom.
It's always gonna be, man. No matter where you go, it's always gonna be that beat pattern is going to take them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, vibration, man. The drum, bro. The drum is such a powerful instrument.
Mm-hmm.
The drum, man. You know,
mm-hmm.
The kick and the snare, and when you add a hi-hat to that, oh, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Yeah. Talk about it, you know? Talk about it.
And then, you know, the digital, right? The digital era, you know, coming in with Herbie Hancock and all that stuff, you know? And just what you can do digitally, you know? Some producers are really just off the chain, man.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In all types of music, right?
Yeah, my digital.
Yeah, digital.
Digital. Yeah. Top selector.
You know?
top selector.
Ones and zeros. Ones and zeros.
Yeah, man. So, kind of going back to what we were building on before, like, when it comes to, you know, a rap battle, you know, do you, how can another man sue another man based on defamation of character when you're in a battle? You know, like, if you lost, just take the L. You know what I'm saying? Take the L, you know? And now it seems that Drizzy does not want Kendrick to perform that song at the Super Bowl.
I heard that.
And that maybe Jay-Z.
Maybe Jay-Z. Might be covered in the picture.
Jay-Z is apparently, you know, because Roc Nation has been in charge of those Super Bowl events since 2019.
Mm-hmm.
There's a conspiracy that, you know, Jigga is definitely trying to send a message to Drizzy and Wayne by letting Kendrick perform that song.
I don't believe that's the case, bro. I really don't. I think it's
Why not?
I don't think that's the case, man. I think it's just
seems like a lot of stories of that man's very vindictive.
Yeah, man. You can't, well, I'm sure they say a lot of stories about you too. You know what I mean? What you mean? I think it's the man's hot right now, and beat it while it's hot, right? You get what I'm saying? Right? Beat it while it's hot, right? It's entertainment, right? Who's the bigger draw right now? Right now.
Well, you can still have Kendrick, but not him having to perform that song. And they're talking about if it's a lawsuit, if there's a lawsuit out, he will not be able to perform that song.
Well,
and that,
no.
Drizzy said he's, yeah.
On what
hold
grounds?
On, you got, yeah.
And he said he will sue the NFL as well, right?
You gotta bring it out properly. If he does play the song, then they can sue him, right? Do you understand what I'm saying?
If he brings his track list and he's performing that song, what is being said is that most likely they will not allow him.
They're going to sue the NFL, they said.
Yeah.
Right? So then, obviously, the NFL's got to be like, is it worth it?
Yeah.
If the NFL makes, what, let's say, $50 million and has to pay out $2 million, $3 million, I don't know. What do you do? Do you write it?
Why would he not play the song? The song is played everywhere.
Yeah, so that means, like, they can turn around and tell him to take it off of every station now?
Yeah, but hey, yeah, why? Can't do that.
You know? I mean, let's see how this goes, man. This is going to be a case of precedence going forward here, I think, right? Really. How do you feel about that, brother?
I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care.
Okay, your next battle, dude's like, you know, you're making some change now. And dude's like, hard body. They're like, what you said to me, man?
I'm going to
see
you said, man.
On court. Right? I'm going to see you in court, right? What do you feel about that? It's just not you at the present time. You know what I'm saying? Right?
You're telling lies about me.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't get myself in a situation like that anyway.
What you mean? How do you know somebody's gonna come at you, right? How are you gonna respond to that? You don't know how the universe is gonna, you know what I mean?
I know I can respond to that.
You don't have to respond, you know, that's an action you can take, right?
Yeah, like I don't have to say anything, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to say nothing.
But you know how the industry is, right?
Well, industry is industry. That's how they play it. I don't have to play it. I don't have to play how they play it. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Like I said, man, you don't even know if this is even a real battle, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
You know how many brothers, you know how many, look at even like Jada, I remember when Jay Hood was like, yo, man, when D-Block and Gina was beefing, like, it wasn't even real.
I think most of it, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe the Murder, Inc. and that was real, because 50 was, you know, up against Preem, right? Mm. And real street dudes, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that was real, right? Mm. Even when, you know, Jeezy was going at Gucci and allegedly sent, you know, somebody to get Gucci, and Gucci put that dog down, right? Mm. Right? That seemed real. A lot of these Chirac beefs, right? Mm. These Chirac artists, right? That's real, you know what I mean?
Stupid.
Right? Stupid, but it's real, right? You know what I'm saying? You look at the whole, remember back in the day when Easy was, you know what I mean? All of that, right? That was real. But like, you know, how much of this is actually real and how much is it orchestrated to make money on the back end? You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got no time to really get too